Welcome to the My Crazy Office podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace, one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hey everyone, I'm Kathy Elster.
I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office Overtime.
So today our topic on overtime is, what is your criteria for success? And this is really a deep question that I think everybody has to ask themselves, and they don't have to tell anybody else because it may be very personal. But we each do have some criteria to know when we're successful. And it's not always money.
No. I'm even going to define criterion, the singular version of criteria, which is a principle or standard by which something may be judged or decided. So if this is, so in a sense, this is, what are your standards for success? How do you measure it? And I agree. I think more typically, success is considered in terms of externals, right? Income, job title, possessions you may have, whether it's a house or a car, or even children, families can be seen as, you know, things you have, degrees that you hold, places you've gone. Those would be perhaps more ego goals than intrinsic goals. Intrinsic goals would be more about your character or your relationships or making a difference or being creative or influencing others, living authentically, an internally driven goal.
Yeah. I mean, I think people probably have a little bit of all.
Yeah.
But it's very personal. It's very private. What that is for you. And I know it's more than just money, that that's only a one piece of it, because I've met people that have not made the kind of money, like Mother Teresa, who did not make the kind of money. She came from money, though. But she made a real difference in the world, and obviously then was became a saint, although she doesn't know that. But I think that I mean, I've read a lot about her and how she felt her life was a success. So, and I'm not saying everybody's like her, but I think as humans, we do have a part of us that knows that just possessions, owning things and being able to buy things and being able to, you know, do things with money is ultimately not always as rewarding as other things. And what is that for you? That's, I think, what you have to figure out. I always wanted to make a difference in people's lives. I never really knew how many or what that was, but I always knew I wanted to further people, their awakening and their enlightenment. So what is it for you? What, and I think everybody has to figure that out.
Yeah, well, and actually it could change over time. If we look at things developmentally, usually in your teens, early 20s, you may be more pursuing goals that are expected of you. You know, your family has invested a certain amount of money in your education or groomed you for a certain way of life or a certain kind of profession. And so then your goals may be driven by what others have told you you should be pursuing. And then that you may accomplish those goals and then change them again, like realize either they're empty, which can sometimes happen,
or they weren't yours,
or that they were not yours. And I think we've all had that too.
Well, I mean, I think a lot of people feel estranged from their families because the goals that they're that are put on them are not theirs. And there doesn't seem to be any room within that family to hear. So it's probably not until, what, your 30s that you're able to really identify, okay, well, what is going to make, what's going to help me feel successful? And I remember a therapist once asked me that. And I was still wearing whatever my parents had told me success is, you know, money and, you know, you have things. And even though that stuff never really had any meaning for me. I did like to shop, but that was mostly for clothing. I didn't care about anything else. So it was a challenge when somebody threw that at me and said, well, what is your criteria for success?
Yeah.
And I really had to go deep. So that's why I wanted to talk about this, because I want people to just really take the time now to think about, well, you know, okay, I can look at others. I can see what my family has. I can look at, you know, cousins and siblings, and I can look at friends that I went to school with, and where are they now, and who has anything. And for me, when I looked around at that, I didn't really see that anybody had anything that I wanted.
Yeah.
I had to go further and further out to what some other people who became role models, what their criteria of success was in order to find that. So this is not an easy question.
No, it's not. And I was thinking my... So I did the Peace Corps, which from the ages of about 24 to 26, 27. And it was when I came back from that that I had to define and redefine what success was for me, because I realized there in the culture of Micronesia, no one cared about your financial standing. Like, they cared whether you learned the language, whether you respected the culture, whether you were good to your family. You know, they had a whole different ranking system. And I'm actually really grateful that I was exposed to it, because then I came back and I was like, okay, what are we doing here in the U.S.? I don't think so. I don't think, like you say, it's about accumulating stuff for me. You know, that just was really empty. And I also... when I came back, noticed how anxious my friends were about their careers and, you know, are they doing it right? And they should they be married and are they having babies? And so much pressure. Anyway, so that was just for me a time to really stop and consider, what is it that I'm trying to build here?
Yeah.
And internal, my desire was to help people realize their visions and deal with their internal obstacles to that, and their obviously their internal worlds. And I think in part it was because I saw how much anxiety was here. And I thought, wow, we have so much choice that we actually have a hard time determining what success is for us.
It sounds like there's also a strong correlation with purpose and finding out what your purpose is, and then from there figuring out in what permutation you want your success based off of what you feel like your true path is.
Right. And I can say the other thing, which is may not be wonderful to hear, but if you are feeling depressed or feeling trapped in your career, there's a good chance that you your real goals for success are dormant right now. Right, because you're probably doing what's expected of you, but it's some part of you is languishing.
So how do you wake it up?
how do we wake it up? That's a great question.
What are some things that you did after that, you know, therapist posed that question to you? Did you have to really sit and think and...
Yeah, I did a lot of reading at that time and took a lot of workshops on enlightenment because it was interesting to me. And through that, there were many exercises, and there was enough that I was able to see, okay, you know, I remember this as a kid. I remember that this is who I was. But there was no room in my family to be that. That there just wasn't. I mean, it wouldn't. They would have laughed at me.
Right.
In fact, I think they did laugh at me for quite some time. And then, you know, when we started to write books, they stopped laughing.
Right. Well, yes, siree, Bobby, laughing all the way to Good
now
Morning America.
With questions.
Yeah, exactly. But I think actually that's sort of to address what you're talking about, Logan. I think that part of how you do that is you put some time into discovering and really uncovering what may be success for you, or what may be dormant in you. And you can do it through workshops. You can do it by going on retreats. You can do it. Some people will sign up for like a week of Outward Bound or, you know, something extreme, but extremely different from their usual life.
Right.
So that they have the freedom to kind of think in broader terms and consider what really matters to them.
Yeah, it takes a little work, but the answer is there. It's inside of you.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. So Those are our thoughts about what are your criteria for success. We wish you much success. Join us next time for another My Crazy Office Overtime. And in the meantime, enjoy pursuing your goals.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.